Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And Bill, thanks again for joining us. Your index of small business optimism. How many years did we call it that when there wasn't any optimism at all?
Right. And, well, at least eight.
Yeah. Exactly. And so it was. As who was it called it? The index of pessimism or something like
that? That was Tom Keene on Bloomberg.
Right. On Bloomberg. So. So we got optimism now, folks, and it is basically, so far, we haven't seen any new GDP numbers I haven't seen anything for 2017. Have you, Bill?
No, well, you won't see anything very much.
It'll be quarterly, won't it? We won't see it till like April or May, right?
Yeah, you won't see. The first quarter ends in March, and so probably the first week in May will be your first glimpse.
Right.
But you do get kind of some running guesses of what's going on. The New York Federal Reserve and the Atlanta Federal Reserve both run what they call GDP Now estimates. So as data come in every week, different
right.
things come in. They have models and they feed them in. The last round, the Atlanta Fed was really a point too high. So we came in at 1.9 for the fourth quarter. They had it at 2.9. So they were a little off. But the New York Fed was right on. They had it right. So it's free. You can just go look at it. And if you said GDP Now or something like that in Google, it would
It'll probably pop right up.
You can see how the pros at those two Federal Reserve banks think the economy is doing based on the reports we get on data every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
kind of fun to watch.
Right. So talk to us about...
Well, the last one was 3.1 for the head, by the way. So
3.1?
3.1 is what they're having us for the first quarter.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that'll change as data comes. It could get better.
And they'll adjust it all the way into the summer, probably, to some degree. But still, that's a pretty exciting number, isn't it?
That's a nice number, you know. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
A long time. Maybe almost 10 years. Yeah. So you talked in the last segment about hiring. You said you think people front-loaded a little bit of hiring in January?
Well, I think that's the way these things run. The first thing is they become optimistic. So we saw a 20-point increase in the percent of owners who thought that their real sales volumes were going to go up over the next 3 to 6 months. Well, if that's what you think, then, of course, what you should see is a hiring go up. You need people to take care of your customers or to produce more stuff so you can sell it to customers that you think are coming. And we saw that. We saw some moderation on the inventory side, which was also supportive. And of course, if this persists, you know, if the customers actually show up and the sales go up, then they'll have to start doing the capital spending, which is, you know, make some more counter space, buy some new equipment, get a new delivery truck, you know, those kind of more permanent things that
right.
They would feel more comfortable doing as this new economy proves itself.
Bill, if you've got somebody on a 20-hour part-time schedule, 20 hours a week, and you're anticipating growth, and you go ahead and make them full-time, does that show up anywhere?
Well, if you go from 20 to 40, it would show up because 20 is definitely a part-time classification and 40 is full-time. Somewhere in there, there's a definition of full-time, which is more than 20. So you'd see more full-time employees,
right.
which we do report every month in the BLS, the
right.
Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. So it would be a good thing to see more full-time workers because over the past 8 years, so often the dominant part of the job growth that they reported were really low-hour
mm-hmm.
jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't 40 hours. They were, you know, like 31 hours
right.
or something.
Well, and the Obama administration tried to get full-time recognized down to like 29 or 30 hours.
Right. They wanted the part-timers to become full-timers so the job numbers looked better. You know?
Right. Well, and also so they could connect them up to more benefits. on the capital spending side, that was down from December. You think that was because of the of the tax filing situation?
Right. We always see a little bump, and that's in the spending, you know, because you get your expensing, you waited till the end, and you finally made a decision to get something and put it, you know, so you could expense it on your tax return. So you see that little bump in November and December. And so reports then of making an outlay, you know, went down a little bit, but not very much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the high. We're certainly at the high range for this recovery, but of course, we always point out after we make that statement that, but still historically low compared to where we would be if we had a 3% economy.
Right,
you'd be seeing a lot more capital spending and plans for capital spending.
Let's move over to inflation for a minute. Are small business owners going to be able to increase their inflation seems to be going up. Are we getting any of that? Are we,
is that
getting into our margins?
A little bit. We've had three months in a row now where the percent of owners say I raised my selling prices, my average selling prices, has been creeping up. It's historically pretty low, so it's at 5% now. We say they raised their price, but it's better than the negative numbers we saw.
Right.
We're on balance. We were cutting. And, you know, I'll just remind people again of the use of the gray hair thing that in the late 70s, 70% of our people were reporting that they were raising their average selling prices.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, was the Jimmy Carter inflation.
That was the stagflation thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remember that. And so, very interesting. And so, folks, the reason I wanted to touch on that, Bill, was because, you know, people need to realize if their expenses are going up, they've got to compensate for that with raising their own prices.
That's right.
And not be afraid.
And they'll try to do that, you know, but they're very sensitive to, you know, when they can and can't do it.
Yeah.
One of the kind of cute examples that shows up
hold on
in our data.
Bill, hold on to that thought. I'll let you finish after these messages. Got to take a quick break right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.